Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Thanks to our friends over at Lottering Watches for sponsoring Time to BS Podcast. Use the promo code TIME2BS at lottering.com for some sweet deals over on the website. That's time, the number two, and BS at lottering.com.
It's time to BS.
John's back.
Hey.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 141 of Time to BS. We start the show off with a couple fun facts. John, did you know that orgasms can lower a woman's risk of heart disease, stroke, breast cancer, and depression?
I'm saving the world, man.
Also, hunting unicorns is legal in the state of Michigan.
Do they have them there?
Do they have them there?
Hey, but, like, technically,
amount of weed they smoke, so.
If you take, like, a suction cup dildo and put it on an animal, technically it's a unicorn, and therefore you can hunt it.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. There you go. Also, an art collector once paid $10,000 for a non-visible sculpture created by actor James Franco. The artwork was billed as an endless tank of oxygen.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's an invisible picture.
Incredible.
Look at that shit. We are coming to you from the beaches of Long Island, New York. It is time to BS. Welcome to episode 141. I have had a lot of rage and anger built up the last couple of days. It is Tuesday, May 10th of the year 2020. I've had maybe 6 shots of whiskey.
Well-deserved.
Well-deserved over the last 3 hours. Thank God for John, man. Thank God for John.
Here's the Jeezy. Mm. You see, a bleezy is a blunt, a Jeezy is a joint.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Bleezy.
I needed that, man.
We're going to do some steamroller hits after this, too. I got the steamroller right there. You're not ready for the steamroller?
Not yet. We'll wait for that.
It's going to... After your Barry Trotz rant. Because we need the Barry Trotz rant.
Why?
No.
Why? Just, honestly, fucking why? So, I was not having a good Monday morning already. Not having a good Monday. And then...
The news comes out.
You text me saying, y'all fucked up. I'm like, what happened?
And then I saw the picture.
And then I saw the ESPN notification. Breaking news, New York Islanders have relieved Barry Trotz of head coaching duties.
Yeah.
What the fuck
are they
doing?
As soon as I saw it, the first thing I did was text you, man. What the fuck did they do?
What the fuck? What in the Kentucky Fried 10-piece McFuck are they doing?
Nothing that's going to help them.
Listen, I love this team. I love this team with all my heart.
And that's why you're mad.
With all of my heart. This is one of two teams I'm getting a tattoo on myself of. The Seattle Seahawks happen to be the other one.
And this is why you're mad.
Because this is why I'm fucking mad.
Your favorite team did a sin against hockey.
Hey, Barry Trotz is what? Is he second all-time in wins in games coached?
Yes. He's second to Al Arbor on all the Islanders' list.
Second to Al Arbor. That's saying a lot in 4 years.
The truth is, for the last 30 or so years, the Islanders have been a Knicks level. They've been Knicks level bad as far as, like, franchise has gone.
Mm-hmm.
And what were they before Trotz got there.
Terrible.
Yeah, and he changed that culture.
Overnight. Overnight.
And what did he get for it? He got fired over shit that was out of his control.
Not even... So, I watched Lou Lamoriello's press conference.
If anyone should have asked, it was
of,
him.
Like, why they decide to do it. To a degree, he's right.
To a degree, but
to a degree,
gonna,
he was right.
What coach was going to make the playoffs with that team?
Not even that. They wanted a younger voice.
I just think it was not the right time. I think Mm-mm. this might be out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take one last. Yeah, go I'm going to kill it, and then it'll be
yeah,
done.
Yeah, go for it. So.
Let's hope I don't join the Wu-Tang Clan tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
One of these days, you're going to join the Wu-Tang Clan.
One of these days.
You know what that is?
I do not.
You swallow the lit joint.
Oh my god. So, Lil Amaral said, we feel like we needed a younger voice. What the fuck does that mean?
Look, it's not a good justification.
Let's be clear with this. The one knock on Barry Trotz has been he doesn't play the younger kids. He doesn't. Refuses to do so. And that's been the one indictment on his career, is that he refuses to play the younger players. Example A, Philip Forsberg, when he was a prospect with the Washington Capitals.
He didn't play him.
Look where he turned in Nashville. Bonafide all-star, probable league MVP in the future, 8-year contract extension, etc. Oliver Wallstrom, top Islander prospect this year, barely played him if at all. Kiefer Bellows, top Islander prospect, whale of a shot, son of Hall of Famer Brian Bellows, did not play him. Who did he decide to play over him? Granted defenseman Andy Green and Zdeno Chara.
Neither of whom should have been acquired, really.
I love Chara. Don't get me wrong.
I love younger Chara.
The younger Chara was awesome.
A beast.
It was awesome. Andy Green with the Devils back in the early days was really good.
He played hard.
As an undrafted free agent. Yeah, played hard. And... when you're giving top minutes to Andy Green, Zdeno Chara, Cal Clutterbuck, Matt Martin, Casey Cizikas, Zach Parise, granted, veterans, understand it, completely do. But you cannot tell me with a straight fucking face that your younger players, like Beauvillier, Wallstrom, Bellows, to a lesser degree, Noah Dobson, because he did get 52 points this year as a defenseman.
He had a good year.
Noah Dobson had a great year. Mm-hmm. Now, here's my theory to this whole thing. Lane Lambert's going to get the job. Lane Lambert, who's the associate head coach, runs the offense, is going to get the job. He's significantly younger than Trotz, to a degree. I think he's like 40-something.
Possible. You gotta keep in mind, Lou Lamoriello is the guy who once fired his coach right before a playoff run. Which
he did do that.
He did that.
Yeah, that's what he did.
The guy's nuts. The issue is
Uncle
Lou
is nuts.
Older Uncle Lou in the last decade is not the same as 2000s Uncle Lou.
No, that's the thing. Uncle Lou would be a pretty good guy to chill with. Lou Lamoriello back in the day would have been a great guy to chill with.
Dude, like, some of the moves he's done, like, some recently are just not the same touch of Uncle Lou magic, is true.
No.
And I feel like he's gonna try to recreate some of the devil magic, changing coaches like this, but the truth is, you're not gonna find a coach who would have done more.
They're not
gonna
find another coach
than Barry Trotz.
Like what Barry Trotz did, exactly. They're not. They're just fucking not. My confidence level is destroyed, man. I mean, at least we got the Yankees and Mets to be proud of.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God for baseball.
Turns out it's the only non-shit show.
The Mets are doing really good, though.
I'm telling you, best manager hire of the year.
Best manager they've hired
ever.
Like, since in 15,
like,
20 years.
Forever, man.
In forever.
Like, at best I can
recall. Since Bobby Valentine, yeah.
Probably.
Probably since Bobby Valentine.
Easily since Bobby Valentine.
I'm, like, sad. I went from being straight pissed to this Islander season. Like, this Islander firing. To not just sad, man.
What, just because it's,
feels
like, the
like
end
I'm
of an era?
Going backwards, man.
I agree.
It feels like we're going backwards. We went from Stanley Cup contenders.
Well, I think some of it is that...
To the 13th
you know,
pick in
the
draft.
Whole New York fan thing, man. The same... it's a complex that affects any New York sports teams where the fans get insane high expectations. And
look at the Jet fans.
Met,
look at Jet fans.
And that's what disintegrates franchises is New York fan expectations. And I think that nobody should have really been too upset about this season once it was clear how it was going.
Yeah. I was not upset. I was disappointed.
Like, once it was ridden out, you could be disappointed, but you have to understand circumstance.
Yeah. Good point. You know what was a good thing that happened over the last couple weeks? The fucking draft.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. We finally. Both had great drafts.
We did.
The Giants and Seahawks both had great drafts.
Shane is going to get us in the right direction.
When I called you I about the Evan Neal, you were like, I have faith in this regime.
Could we nailed our first two picks at that point?
It took two picks for you to have so much fun.
But look, those two picks are automatically more logical than anything.
Kevon Thibodeau and Evan Neal. Yes,
those
absolutely.
Are perfectly logical.
Absolutely, they were.
Like, and I would have taken Neal at number one if I had the number one pick.
Jacksonville, the fuck are you doing?
That's the truth is, I would have taken Neal at number one if
I
had the first pick.
I would have, bro. I would have. You ever crave French toast?
Times
for
time.
No fucking reason.
Breakfast in general,
bro.
Yo, you know what's the shit?
What?
Breakfast after a nut.
Yeah.
Breakfast.
No,
after
I'm talking
a nut.
Like. See, this is the shit we need to talk about more. So we'll get to the draft in a bit, but like, you ever? It's like post nut. I want to go get breakfast. California Diner open? Yes, they are.
Yeah, after a nut, you need to get
24 hours,
breakfast.
Go to Patchogue, go to California Diner at like 2 a.m.
after a nut, get yourself an omelet.
Mm. No, you know what's great?
Stack of pancakes.
Stack of chocolate chip pancakes. Just a glob of butter and syrup. Slabs of bacon,
hash
sausage, hash browns, and eggs. Like, oh. You're high as a kite and your girlfriend's driving you.
And we're waking up after morning wood and then, you know, having some sex from the morning, off that morning wood.
Fucking
and then
great.
Fucking getting yourself a hungry man.
But a hungry man.
You smoke a blunt and get
a hungry
man.
From Firehouse, though.
Oh, yeah.
You go to
Firehouse and the shit.
Firehouse Deli, the hungry man at Firehouse Deli in Blue Point. Just go there. Just go there. That's all you need. The other option is you go to Off the Block in Sayville. They have a Hungry Man sandwich that has like horseradish mustard on it. It's like, oh my fucking God.
Good God.
So good. It's worth it. I think it's like $20, but I something like that. But it's fucking worth it.
That sounds worth it.
And they have like cinnamon roll pancakes.
Wow.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, you want to talk about like a stoner's dream.
That's a dream.
That's a dream right there. What, are you looking to get pancakes or some shit?
No, I'm checking the score of Heat Sixers.
Oh,
right
I
now.
Think it's. I think the Heat
it's
are leading.
It's 97-70 Heat.
Yeah, the Heat are leading, right?
Yeah, 97-70.
Joel Embiid's out.
Yep, that
Embiid's
ends
out.
The series.
That's it.
Because Harden cannot operate that team on his own.
That's it. He hasn't been able to.
Ever since he gained all that weight, and remember he gained all that weight to try to get out of Houston?
Yeah.
Ever since he gained all that weight, he's never been the same player since, even if he lost it.
Golden State's beating Memphis, right? It's settled.
Jaw's out now.
Jaw's out. That series is over.
I'm pretty sure Golden State's going to go to the finals, and they're going to play the winner of Milwaukee-Boston.
You think that's my opinion. The Heat are making it?
This Milwaukee-Boston series has been on another level these last two games.
Boston and Golden State. What do you
think?
That's
a final.
That's a final series?
Look, that could be a classic.
That'd be fucking great.
I'll tell you, I don't know how much of Boston
you watched. Can I ask you something?
That defense they're playing?
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
What the fuck is going on with the Rangers?
I'll tell you what's going on. What I feared would go on.
They play Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
No, my fear.
How is just start? Okay, here's
I'm pretty sure that, like, he had watched these last two games. I don't think he is healthy all the way.
He's not.
He's clearly not.
How
he should not be playing.
The fuck is great question. Igor Shesterkin had a 905 save percentage this season. Ilya Sorokin had a 929. Shesterkin's a Vezina finalist.
Because the Vezina voting always goes off of wins, losses, and games played.
That's so stupid. Kings and Oilers? That's a series right there.
That is.
Hurricanes are leading 4-1 over the Bruins at the end of the third period. Canes are leading the series now 3-2. Toronto, can't trust them. Tampa, still can't trust them. What else happened? Florida? I don't know what to make of them.
Florida, I can't believe that they kept it up the whole year with everything they had go on.
Yeah, Andrew Burnett got them off on track.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
Like, Andrew Burnett. How?
It's the Quenneville system, man.
It's not even Quenneville anymore. Remember what happened to Quenneville?
Did you see this bullshit? The Islanders are rumored to looking at Joel Quenneville.
Are you fucking?
Swear to God.
You fired Barry Trotz to go after.
Swear to God.
If they do that, they have zero credibility left.
I would be like.
There should be a fan revolt.
Oh, if there's they going do to be. That. Bro, Kim, or. Our favorite Isles girl.
The fan revolt?
She's pissed.
Rightfully so.
I repeat, I've never seen her this mad.
This is the man who restored, you know, respectability
never
to
never seen her this mad.
Barry Trotz restored respectability
yes.
to a franchise that had none for a long time. And you canned them.
Canned them for no reason. No fucking reason.
After all the years and years and years of crap, I thought they were honestly in the clear with the new arena, Barry Trotz, everything.
Kyle's
going
making
on.
Fun of me for it, by the way. It's like you chose mediocrity over winning. Yeah. First of all, he's also a Sabres fan, so I don't want to hear it.
Shit,
can't say shit.
How many years has it been for the Sabres?
Sorry, Kyle. Sorry. Yeah, Kim is like absolutely fucking mad.
You know what blows my mind? You know what blows my mind the most about it?
What's up?
Think about how long some other coaches were allowed to coach. Think about how many years Jack Capuano was able to coach.
That was what blows my mind. Jack Capuano lasted for 7 years.
Yeah. And then Barry Trotz.
Lasted for four.
Misses the playoffs in 1 year.
Lou, you better have something good up your sleeve, man.
I know that's different GMs, but still. Just the standard.
Garcino lasted for 13 years.
Well, that's partly what caused all the problems.
Yeah. That and Milbury.
Yeah, but this is like Milbury-esque Canada perfectly fine.
You sure?
Coach.
You sure?
What, Milbury-esque?
Yeah.
Wasn't Milbury responsible for Peter Laviolette being canned?
That's, yeah, true, good point.
Canada perfectly fine coach, that's why this is bad. Like, to me, seeing the Isles do that is, like, regressive.
I don't want pancakes, man.
You want pancakes?
All this talk of pancakes, like, I want to fucking get pancakes. I have stuff to make pancakes, but, like, I'm too lazy to cook right now.
I think it was that joint, man.
That was good shit. That was really good shit.
Cookies.
Yeah. I do have, like, frozen, like, 4 bags of frozen chocolate chips in there. It's like, what the fuck?
Munchies.
It's great. That's the thing. Like, I'm not, like, in the urge to get food, but I would love, like, to get pancakes
one day.
Like, just what I want to do is I hope there's a diner out there here on the island that does, like a gigantic stack of pancakes. Like, there's a place in Los Angeles called The Griddle. And it does, like, we're talking, like, enormous stacks of pancakes. Like, enormous pancakes.
Yeah, I'd end up just getting smacked.
I want you to Google The Griddle and Google The Griddle's pancakes in Los Angeles. You will see how gigantic these things are. It's like, dear God.
Holy fuck. It's like the size of a dog.
Yeah. They're fucking huge, man.
Yeah, like,
these are enormous pancakes. The Griddle in Los Angeles. Yeah, Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'd fuck that up.
Bro, that'd be the greatest, like, stone snack of all time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a stack of three, but they're enormous pancakes.
You know, one of these days I have to come up with, like, greatest stone snacks.
There's a place on 112 in Patchogue that's, like, chicken and waffles. Honey barbecue chicken and waffles.
Wait, you have Five Brothers you're talking about?
Yeah.
I love... The brothers are the shit, bro. Oh. I love the brothers. The brothers are my guys.
Oh, my God. I haven't been yet.
They have some... Yeah, the brothers are good.
Hot Chicken Mama. I haven't been to Hot Chicken Mama's yet. I want to go.
Yeah, we should
so
go to
bad.
The brothers tonight.
Can we... Should we?
I'll drive.
Fuck, that's tempting, actually. Are they open?
Five Brothers, I'm pretty sure it's, like, open a while. They're, you know, it's Muslims, bro.
Oh, that's true. Good point. You're really gonna get pancakes.
Actually, no, Five Brothers is actually closed. They close at 9, apparently. It's
it's all good. It's all good, definitely next time.
One of these days, I gotta get you out of the brother. Their sauce is so good, bro.
Really?
The sauce is so good. The Five Brothers sauce.
We should, I remember the last time we did this show, we ordered, like, two pizza pies, like, garlic bread and shit, and you even said, we overthought this.
Yeah. Fucking awesome. What happened?
It was fucking great.
But... No, you ever find yourself on a Baldwin train station empanada queen food truck?
Really?
It's the best empanadas on Long Island.
Why the hell would I go to Baldwin for starters?
Work?
Good point. Great point, actually.
Yeah, don't you drive everywhere for work?
I do drive everywhere sometimes, yeah. Not anymore, though. I don't know. This is
the thing. Sunrise Highway by the, right across from the train station.
Really? I was actually just in Baldwin not that long ago. I should have went there.
That place slaps.
I had to go to Flatbush.
You know, empanada queen loves me. Oh, Flatbush, if you go on Flatbush Avenue, there's great Jamaican food.
Yeah.
Peppa's is the best Jamaican food in Flatbush. And you know all the other Jamaicans? You know, they're good, but they ain't Peppa's. Peppa's is the shit. I know the neighborhood.
Dude.
Like, you gotta have that Jamaican church chicken and that Rasta pasta.
Yeah. Mike Miller is in the heat building. That's a name right there.
That's a heat.
That's
dude.
A name.
That's a heat guy.
That's a name right there. Mike Miller. Whenever I think of Mike Miller, I think of that three-pointer he made with one sneaker.
Yeah.
Just, that's the only reason I think of Mike Miller.
You know who I think they have to bury, like, under the Heat Arena?
Udonis Haslam?
Yeah.
Udonis Haslam.
I think Udonis Haslam is the Heat at this point.
That's the thing. He's been there for 22 years.
Like, he's on the roster and he doesn't even play at this point.
He doesn't play. He's a Spoelstra guy. That's the funny part. He's a Spoelstra guy.
And he was there before Spoelstra.
That's the thing. He was there with Pat Riley.
He's just the Heat.
That's it.
You don't think that guy is ever going to leave? Like, you know he's going to work for the organization if he ever
retires.
He's
going to, that's the thing.
There's no way he won't.
Are you more pissed that Nikola Jokic won back-to-back MVPs? Or, I don't know. Jokic won back-to-back MVPs.
I'm just fine with it.
You're fine with it too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too.
Because truthfully, I would have been fine with any of the MVP candidates this year.
Yeah.
None of them really, like, you know, were, like, gonna piss me off if they won or it seemed egregious.
Did you see Sage Steele, SportsCenter anchor, she's suing ESPN.
ESPN just can't get out of trouble,
man. Swear to God, man. I don't know the full extent of the lawsuit, but I think she's suing ESPN for, like, you know, like, racial misconduct or some shit.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's suing for a lot of money, bro.
There we go.
A lot of money.
Hope she wins.
Hope she wins too, man. Just
fuck ESPN.
She's hot too.
Yeah, fuck ESPN.
I wouldn't fuck her, though, bro. You know, just
fuck ESPN, bro.
Elon Musk officially owns Twitter.
I'm with it.
Hell yeah!
I'm with it.
Hell yeah, bro.
You know what? Say what you want about Elon Musk, but he always gets shit done.
He does.
And whatever he tries to accomplish, he'll end up accomplishing.
Did you fucking see Amber Heard smoking, snorting cocaine in a trial?
That whole trial is just fucking hilarious.
Did you see that shit? She's snorting cocaine in the middle of a fucking court.
Bro, like, you know what all I saw got out of her testimony is? That what? She's a terrible, terrible, terrible actress.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when somebody hits you, you're not gonna turn and look at them. You're not gonna...
It's your fucking job.
And she can't even lie in a courtroom effectively. Like, and if you Google it, it seems like everyone saw through her lies, like, instantly. It's not even like I was like picking up on it. Like you could probably ask like a 10-year-old, is this bitch lying in the 10-year-old?
You know what I find it psycho though? Johnny Depp saying there was fecal matter next to my bed.
Yeah.
There was human fecal matter.
I can't believe this shit's
who
getting
shits
televised.
In a bed?
A fucking crazy person.
Who the fuck shits in a bed?
You know,
well, here's my question.
You know, Amber Heard's probably never gonna get dick in her life again after this
trial.
Here's
my great question.
Nobody's piping Amber Heard after this trial.
Here's a phenomenal question that you have to ask yourself.
What?
Was it a good shit?
Honestly, if it's on the bed, it better be.
You gotta ask these questions.
If it's on the bed, it better be good.
It better be a good shit.
It better be good.
You have to be eating some good meat. Like, yeah. Some nice steak. Well, considering these are rich fuckers.
Well, we know Amber Heard is drinking $500 bottles of wine every
night.
That's
why. Okay, so...
Her, like, spending that?
Who the fuck spends $500 on fucking wine? You can get a good bottle of wine for $30.
I don't know, you see that video of Johnny Depp, like, fucking drunk that they played during the trial, pouring, like, into that giant glass, like, the fucking bottle? Like, both of them were just drinking and doing drugs and just...
I mean, I do have a bottle of Jameson right here, so... I like this bottle. I like this bottle. It's a great bottle.
Yeah. The Irish knew what's up.
They did.
The Irish knew what's up.
Irish, the Germans, Mexicans, though. Tequila and Mexican beer.
Oh, my God. So...
Tequila and Modelo.
Tito's and Red Bull.
Now you're talking.
That's the best. That's the fucking
I put
best.
You on that.
You did.
Tito's and Red Bull.
I swear by it now.
My combo.
Did you see that Pete Davidson branded Kim Kardashian's name on his ass?
Idiot.
You didn't see this?
I can't believe he did that.
Yeah, he did. Swear to fuck. He branded her name. Now, he's got some stupid tattoos.
That might be the dumbest thing he's done
that
yet.
That might be the dumbest thing he's ever done. I love Pete Davidson. I think he's fucking great.
Oh, look. Like a
he's
lot
also
of other
hung like a horse.
Like a lot of other funny people, they're a little fucking nuts.
He's also hung like a horse. Yeah. Oh, swear to God. I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that.
Well, you gotta think of it this way, right? We know Kim likes black, so the fact that she meant white.
White chocolate.
Because we know what Kim likes.
Because he's from the Queens.
Yeah, because we know Kim does like the black man.
Oh my God.
Kim likes the black man.
That's another thing. She's suing Roblox. Because...
They showed her something.
No!
Sex tape.
One of the players, yeah, one of the players showed her son his her sex tape. Like, that's gonna follow you for the rest of your life.
What do you think was gonna happen when you arranged to create a sex tape? Because you know that sex tape was arranged.
Absolutely it was, but it's so great.
According to Ray J, Kim's mother arranged it.
Of course she did.
To, you know, build up publicity.
Of course she did.
And Ray J got money from it.
Like, God bless Ray J, man. You fucking genius.
Well, Ray J, you know, ended up being a porn star, essentially, and he got paid off it.
Speaking of porn, woke Disney is taking over, saying they want to teach young children about genders and sexuality.
Yeah, I don't think that's, like, what kids shows should be about. Yeah, that's not a good idea. Because, like, first off, it's something like a little fucking kid is not going to comprehend that stuff. Like, you got to understand, like, the maturity level of who we're talking about here.
Do you want to know something even more fucked up?
Like, little boys at, like, 3 years old are, like, still trying to figure out what their dick does. Like, you know, they're still learning to pee standing up.
So, that's the fucked up part. Look up the age of Snow White and the fucking prince.
Oh, God.
I think she's, like, 14 or something.
Oh, dear.
And the prince is, like, 33 or something.
Was it, like, Lawrence Taylor in the hotel room type shit?
We got Heat lead 3-2, 120-85.
Good.
God bless him.
No, Embiid really. You know, the Sixers are just a different team without Embiid.
Age of Snow White and Prince.
Oh, dear. I can't.
Snow White is said to be 14 in the film. The prince was 31. Oh, look, 14 Disney relationships, surprising age gaps. There you go. Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah, Disney probably should not be the ones
Hercules to go the and Meg. Horse. Hercules is thought to be 18 and Meg is 28.
Hey, Hercules was banging older.
Hey, there you go, he learned quick.
I was 19, I did a 30-something.
Linguini and Colette. Linguini is said to be 19, and Colette is to be 20. That's an old movie. Rapunzel and Flynn Rider. Rapunzel being 18.
At least that's 18.
That's true. There we go. Belle from Beauty and the Beast is said to be 17, with Prince Adam as the Beast being 21.
Okay, that's getting...
That's not terrible.
It's not terrible, but it's not
still
great.
Still not great.
It's not agreeable.
Yeah, it's true. Mulan was said to be 16.
Okay, now we're getting into some territory.
Li Shang was 19. Good movie, by the way. Oh, here we go. Ariel was 16. Okay. You know, Little Mermaid. Prince Eric is said to be 18. That's a lie. That's a fucking
I thought
he
was older than 18.
Swear to God.
30-something.
He's gotta be. Here we go. Aladdin was 18 by the time his story began in 1992. Princess Jasmine was said to be 15.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So there's some statutory going on.
There's some statutory race. So there you go. Disney has something going for them. Fucking dark. That's fucked up.
Statutory.
Up.
We got statutory.
Oh my God, that was fucked up and funny.
I should get into
I'm sorry.
I should get into the kids' movie making in business and I'll make wholesome kid movies.
No. Oh, okay, I'm about to say yes, please do. Please do. I
don't
you
have statutory.
Thank God, I was about to slap you. Oh
we need
God.
only adult consensual, like, you know, fully adult things. Like, preferably a nuclear home.
Here's my thing. Don't introduce your fucking kids to 50 Shades of Grey when they're 7.
They're not ready. They're not gonna know what the fuck any of it is.
They're not ready. It's like, ooh, ropes? Oh, whips? Daddy's a horse?
Because, like, you can't. Like, sexuality's not for. Like, you gotta find sexuality on your own. Like, that's one of those things you just find on your own.
That's true. Oh my God. I need to introduce you to these fucking guys. 69 Whiskey Podcast.
They're fucking funny as hell. We'll get them on soon. The plan is to get them on in the near future because they just started recording their shows again. Dude, they're fucking funny. I have a clip for you.
That's a Hall of Fame worthy clip that I recorded with these two numbskulls. Excuse me. Where is it?
Plus miles an hour and says, I really loved her, man. And you're still in the car and you're giving him like that scared, oh my fucking god, you're gonna kill me look. Like that's the vibes I'm getting at.
I want you to understand, if you ever do that to me, I'm pulling the emergency brake in the middle of the car and then I'm beating you to death.
I will do it. I would never do that.
I'm afraid you're doing something to me. I'm putting it out there now. And I'm making sure that everybody listening to this show, or our show, or any show ever, understands that if somebody looks you in the eye and starts doing that, your first response is pull the emergency brake. Your next response is kick the shit out of the person who just tried to off you.
They're a fucking delight, man. Oh, they're a fucking delight. Oh,
we could definitely do some bullshit.
Oh my god, Eric and Matt, they're so fucking funny. But no, the BDSM community is a strange place, man.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend too many certain kind of party once in my days in Oklahoma.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
It was the kind where you had to wear a mask.
Oh, really? I got invited to an orgy one time.
Yeah.
No, swear to God. So, this was like maybe like 6 months ago or some shit. She said like, hey, would you be interested in coming to an orgy? I'm like, I don't know. Probably. Depends.
What's the qualification?
I didn't go.
Why not?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, this is like masculine.
I didn't feel a vibe. Now I think about it, I made a mistake. It was in like Babylon or some shit. And I was like, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't like to share. Some stupid excuse. But it was a YouTube video of like someone telling a story
about going to an orgy.
God, it was like an underground orgy club. It was a it was like six dudes and 19 girls.
Good
in
God.
This orgy, 25-person orgy. It was like, oh my god, that's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of sweat, man.
It's a lot of sweat. It's fucking
that's terrible. A lot of sweat.
It's a lot of sweat. You ever been with someone who's like sweats uncontrollably, no matter what? That's gotta be a terrible thing to deal with.
You know, let's say, you know, you don't call her back. As bad as it sounds.
Oh my god.
I'm keeping it real.
You're keeping it real, man. We don't give a shit. That's the thing. We don't give a shit.
Look, we started this off smoking a joint.
Bro, I don't give a fuck. That's the best part. That's the best part about doing this crap is like, I don't give a flying fuck.
And I don't either.
That's the best. You remember high school? Fucking middle school. Where everyone was attracted to like the lacrosse girl, like the sports girl or whatever. Because growing up where we grew up.
Yeah, like that was like.
It was lacrosse. It was like the athlete.
Yeah.
The hottest girl in school happened to be the star athlete. And, like, the girl that you ended up, like, dating was a tomboy. She looked like fucking... What's the name of that chick from Danny Phantom?
Damn, now you're...
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, now you're reaching
back. You know what I'm talking about.
Bro, I was terrible at names, and that was, like, you know, how many years ago now that I watched that?
You're reaching back into the archives of your brain.
Yeah, you're going into the archives.
No. Oh my god.
Bro, you got into the archives.
That's the best though. You watch like shows and movies from like when we were growing up. It's like,
this is fucking great!
Yeah, like a couple years ago, I freaking did acid and watched SpongeBob.
That's a trip right there.
It was an experience.
That's a fucking trip.
It was great.
I'm sure it was.
It was glorious.
I'm sure it was.
It was like really? 12 hours worth of SpongeBob. Oh my God. Just tripping balls.
You want? So, I'm probably getting in trouble for this, but I was watching Finding Nemo last night with my girl. And literally, I just get such delight of the fucking seagulls from Nemo. It's a fucking delight. Is there a fucking hole in my chair? No, there isn't. I was about to strangle a baby. There's fucking holes in my chair.
I once threw up on a baby, man.
I love babies. I'm gonna point that out there.
Yeah, I do too, but
you almost threw up on a baby?
I did.
You did?
It just came out of nowhere, man.
Hey, it usually happens.
The baby came out of nowhere. I was at Mickey D's and I threw up.
Threw up on a baby? So this is a black baby.
It was St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick, you remember? Irish? Got it.
It was most definitely.
Most definitely Irish.
And, you know, I don't have a stitch of Irish blood in me, but I happen to like to drink, so I'm Irish for a day.
Problem solved. No problem with that.
That's true for many people on that day.
That's, yeah.
Because it's a drinking holiday.
It is a drinking holiday. You're not as some German holidays are celebrated here. Like, all right, drink day, let's go. Know,
we need, yeah, because look, we have St. Patrick's
Day. The
Germans get
more drunk.
Cinco de Mayo.
The Germans get more drunk.
They get trash.
They get fucking hammered.
You know,
people talk about like fucking beer.
Yeah, you know who probably gets hammered? The Russians, because they drink vodka.
No. I think we talked about this, like the five most intoxicated countries in the world.
Germany.
Germany's up there. Hold on.
I can see Germany
most
being
intoxicated
up there.
Countries.
Because they like their beer there.
Countries.
I think they start drinking from the womb.
25 drunkest countries in the world. Here we go. Finland is 24. Really? What about that? What else do we got here? According to Cevis, Germany's 23rd. Step your game up, Germans.
They need to drink more.
Luxembourg is 22nd. Where the fuck is that? Austria? Technically Germany. 21st. Netherlands 20. Slovakia is 19.
Ireland has to be.
Denmark 18. UK 17. France. Ireland is 15th.
They need to step their
shame on you, Ireland.
Their ancestors are probably like rolling in their graves.
St. Patrick better be turning in his fucking grave.
St. Patrick.
That's a good Irish accent, though.
St. Patrick is probably, like, just looking down, like,
it's like,
what the fuck's happening?
You motherfuckers, you're putting shame to me name. That's a good Irish impersonation, though. That's pretty fucking good. I'm proud of myself.
But Portugal, they need to start drinking more.
Portugal's 14th. Here's the upset. South Korea is 13.
Hey, they probably, look, Asians got some wild liquor, bro.
They do. Can't fucking speak. Lithuania is 12th.
Oh, you mean where LaMelo Ball played?
There you go. Croatia is 11. Belarus is 10th. Slovenia 9. Romania is 8. Andorra 7. Estonia 6. Top 5. Ukraine. Well, they're going to be doing a lot of drinking now.
I think they're busy fighting right now. From what I've heard in Ukraine, it's not just the military fight, it's like everyone in the country's fighting.
Yo, fucking the Klitschko brothers are getting in there.
Jeez.
Yeah, Russia's 4th.
Yeah, well, they have vodka.
Yeah, that's true.
Gives them a handicap.
Hungary is 3rd. Czech Republic, number 2. And number 1, Moldova. 4.8 gallons per person.
That's impressive.
That's impressive.
That's impressive, impressive.
It's very impressive.
They can drink.
Honorable mention, United States, 56.
Step your game up,
America
guys.
America needs to do better.
Step your game up, guys.
America needs to do better.
Fucking the iPod. Do you discontinued after 20 years?
I can't remember the last time I used an iPod.
I still have mine.
Because, like, everything's on the iPhone now.
Still got mine. Let me go fucking get it.
I probably still have an iPod Classic in a drawer somewhere.
I have the fucking small-ass little iPod.
Like the Nano?
Yeah, the fucking...
I remember that thing.
Swear to God. I'm not sure if it still works, but I still have it just in case. For shits and giggles. We're like, yeah, fuck it. Hey, look at this fucking thing.
That's a retro.
Look at this thing. The thing was awesome.
Yeah, like, for, like, just straight music playing, yeah. The iPod is great.
Oh, there goes my whiskey. Thank God for the cover.
Yeah, for straight music playing, the iPod is great.
Yeah, it was great. Oh, God. Tonight was a good night.
Hell yeah, it was.
What else is going on here? The Seahawks draft. Good draft.
They did what they had to do, didn't do anything I disagreed with.
There you go. We discussed this already. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly consume each other's blood for ritual purposes. Also known as Satanism.
Well, famous people are fucking weird, bro.
We know this already.
Like, that's just famous people are fucking weird. You know.
What's the weirdest thing you saw a celebrity do? Besides Michael Jackson.
R. Kelly?
R. Kelly.
Does that count?
He pissed on a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Did you see his most recent sex tape?
The he has
one,
so
this
many.
One was so bad.
R. Kelly has so many.
No, there was one sex tape that was so bad. The Chicago PD read a transcript of a sex tape.
That's horrible.
This motherfucker.
That had to have been terrible.
This motherfucker read the sex tape. How do you do that?
He lifts her up.
16 times the girl's name was. The 16 or 15 times the girl's name was mentioned. Yeah, it's the best. 14-year-old pussy I've ever had in my life.
No, maybe he stepped down to 13.
You're a fucking moron.
No, she was barely 11. She was barely 11. She hasn't even started. She hasn't even gotten her period yet.
Oh my God.
The breasts are barely growing.
You're horrible. Stop. That's enough.
That's why R. Kelly did. Like, look, that guy is the worst celebrity. I don't care what you say.
You sure about that?
But, everyone...
I don't know, Kevin Spacey was worse.
R. Kelly,
Kevin Spacey was kidnapping little boys and then fucking them in his basement.
They both
don't quote me on that, I'm sure that's true.
Yeah.
And that's Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson groomed them.
Man, Michael Jackson was, oh my God.
He was...
I never saw the documentary Escape in Neverland. I will never watch it.
I saw it.
Good God, what'd you see? Everything?
Look, there's no doubt in my mind that, you know, Michael Jackson did it.
Yeah!
He got away with it because he's Michael Jackson.
That's, yeah.
And it's kind of... And, you know, it's kind of sad, like, how in America, guys. Like, you can just be rich and famous and get away with whatever.
Yeah! What else is going on in the world of sports? Hey-o, we got a Sunday night football game for the Jets.
Who are they playing for?
Patriots.
Oof. That's, like, not a good thing to do to them.
Did you see Kevin Samuels died?
Yeah, I did.
Is he really dead?
I saw it pop up. So
this motherfucker better not be dead. Motherfucker better not be dead. I swear to God. I'm gonna lose my shit. Ooh, I got something for you. This could be fucking... Who is it? Ooh, NXT's going on the world of sports. Hello, titties.
Okay. titties.
Titties are great.
That they are.
You ever, like, you know, no one ever falls asleep with a handful of titty until you can't tell them with a straight fucking face. Falling asleep with a handful of titty is the best sleep of all time.
Give me some good ass
sleep. It's always the best sleep.
You know, as crazy as it sounds, I once fell asleep inside a vagina.
The fuck? I'm thinking way too hard here.
You just figured out what I meant. You thought I crawled up in there and
yeah,
like crawled
up.
I like burrowed in like a fucking like chipmunk.
You fucking midget or some shit. I'm clipping that. I gotta remind myself to clip this. It's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. What a great movie.
I live in the vagina.
Oh my god, she'd be like, shut the campfire. Shit. Oh man, that's fucking.
That's bad.
That's funny.
Thank god we're not live streaming.
Oh my god. You're hilarious. Oh my god. Oh, I'm gonna. Nikita Lyons. Oh my god. There you go. Lord have mercy. Upon my titties. Jesus, that's what I want to fucking do. I want to like smother my face in like a face full of titties. You just like pour maple syrup on them. What the fuck? No, I'm like thinking of pancakes again, man.
And titties.
Bro, that'd be fucking great. Just like
say breakfast after a nut.
No, bro, I'm telling you. Like I see my girl is like on the fucking kitchen table. She got like nice buttermilk pancakes all over her titties. Be like, oh my god, yes. I'm Dexter with that.
Good god. She's probably gonna ask, how high are you?
I got it.
She's probably gonna ask you, how high is your ass?
Pancakes.
I hope you know she's gonna wonder how high are you. I'm gonna hit my steamroller. This thing hits you like a steamroller.
I just texted her that. We wait, and now we play the waiting game.
Yeah, I hope she...
What?
Yeah, she...
Is this like a
what?
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. She's great. I'm not saying it. Is this like a request? Oh, shit, I already said it.
Is this like a request? Yeah, you want her to lay on a table and, like, you know, I guess have pancakes on? I once saw this porno where they were, like, you know, doing, like, some weird, like, immersive sex shit, like... I once saw this porno in a strip club in Miami that was, like, weird with, like, you know...
Miami's weird, man.
You understand, it was like a strip club, but while you waited for the stripper to come, they were playing porn in the lap dance room.
Huh!
And it was like weird porn.
Like, how weird are we talking about? Like clown porn?
I'm talking like the woman was like laying on a table and they were like putting like fruit on her and like eating it off her and then. Like,
I will attest
like,
to that. I will attest to that.
And then after finished eating the fruit off her, this like guy in robes goes, "You may now penetrate the goddess," and they gangbanged her.
Good shit.
And then I got a lap dance.
Hey, there you go.
I don't even remember the lap dance because I just remember the that more. I remember the porn going on in the background more because that seemed more interesting. That was from my famous Miami trip. Man, I did go to my family out for Christmas and went to Miami instead.
Pancakes on titties, breakfast and breakfast.
Nothing better than breakfast.
Nothing better. Nothing better, man.
Nothing better.
She's gonna call me like, how high were you last night? I don't know.
Very.
Very. It's been a rough night.
No, this shit is how you get stupid high.
Oh, just
pull
no.
the steamroller.
Oh, this is a steamroller?
Watch this.
Oh, God. That's a gigantic pipe. I feel tempted to do this. Oh, God. How do I do this? Shift my head.
Finger here. You light.
That's
and
it.
And you just pull as you light.
Okay.
And then when you let go to hit, when you're, and then you let go to get the oh, you might not even need to light it. It might be shattered. Just pull hard. Let go of your finger. See, it just goes directly to you.
Holy Christ!
Is she might call the steamroller.
Holy fuck!
You need the water now.
Fuck.
You good?
Yeah, I'm right. You've trained me well. That's her.
I love how I'm just casually smoking this thing.
I can show off.
No, it's like funny because everyone I smoke it with like gets caught and I just like sit here like comfy. You should have sent her a video of you smoking it.
Oh man.
You're gonna be high.
I already feel it, man. I already feel it.
Yeah, well, because it hits you instantly.
Yeah, it hits me hard. Alright.
Because it uses gravity, I guess, to.
Really?
Well, think about it, because, like, this.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It,
yeah, good
and
point.
You're sucking in, and then when you let go, it's all gonna, because of the force, it's all just gonna, gravity's just gonna all push it into you.
Alright. Ugh. That'll do it for this episode of Time to BS. Yeah, we'll enjoy that, but that'll do it for this episode of Time to BS. Thank you guys for joining. Blah, 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 blah. I'll talk to you guys later.